my level of discontent with them is so big. But just like one, for instance, I can give you some examples. When we recorded the album in New Orleans, they sat on it for at least a year because they wanted to do this big promotional machine, as they always say. You know, we're going to really hype it up and all this stuff. And then we go on our first tour, our CD release tour. It's like, I don't know, 14, 15 days on the West Coast. You know, they didn't put us in any of their... So they had ads in national magazines, but they didn't even put that our album was coming out. They forgot about it. We did the whole tour with not one single review, not one record station, not one place had it. They forgot about our CD release tour of California, which is a big market for us. You know, they've had us here to do this big promotional machine, and we go do 14 shows on the West Coast, and not one review, not one CD in any store, and on all their ads, they're talking about their other bands, like in No Depression and magazines like that. And that's the kind of, you know, but my deal is that, you know, I shouldn't be shocked from that, because that's the way they treated us from the very beginning. You know, I wanted to hire an outside publicist for this last album, you know, and they just swore up and down, hey, we're going to do this great job for you. Well, they haven't. You know, yeah, we get press in cities that we go to, but we get press in those cities because we're selling out major venues and they want to write about us. It has nothing to do with the work that Bloodshot Records is doing. Sure, they might call and say, hey, the band's coming, but the press already knows that because the venues are of such caliber that they contact those people. As far as getting any reviews in national magazines, not one. For our fourth album. So we have four albums on Bloodshot Records that no one's heard except for our loyal fans that come to the shows. You know, and the fact that we sell all our albums, well, I don't know how many albums they sell because they won't tell me. You know, and that's a problem. The fact that we can't get a consistent chart saying, you know, to me, if you order 100 albums and there's only 40 left in stock, it's pretty easy math to figure out how many albums there are out there. You know, but I can't get anything from them. Let alone for them to call and say, hey, we're re-releasing your album, would you like some? You know, I find out through people like you that you're reviewing it. That's frustrating to me.